unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for each week based on your starters, bench players, and free agent pool. SquadQL provides waiver and trade recommendations too. Go to squadql.com to download SquadQL for free. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizers trusted by 100,000 DFS players.
Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka.
Let's go! It's rookie quarterback week here on the Super Flexible Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Halepka, joined here tonight by my boy, Swag, as well as Swag.
How's it going?
Doing awesome, man. Are you as excited as I am for Baker and Josh Rosen to start this week?
It's pretty freaking exciting, especially in a super flexible league like this, like to get those players you've been stashing and now they are your starter.
It's so exciting. Super exciting. And obviously that guy that just opened that beverage, talk about yes, Tudrick. What's going on, Tudrick? What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? I'm super excited for some Baker. Maybe not so much Rosen.
Yeah, I mean, well, Rosen's situation just sucks around him. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, he's super excited for Baker. Got some talent around him. Cleveland might be actually heading in the right direction. But before we get into all that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. So Swags, where can they find you?
I'm at DFF underscore Swag.
And Tudrick?
At FL Tudrick Minimum and at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades. Obviously, hit us up on Twitter for all of your Superflex trade questions. Use that hashtag Superflex and tag us when you're looking to get some answers. So a little rundown of what's going on tonight. Obviously, some big news with the rookie quarterbacks and some more news and notes around the NFL. We're going to get Tudrick's double shot of the week. Then, of course, go into our very favorite segment, the super flexible performance of the week as well, picking our top super flex quarterback. Do a little Thursday night football preview, Vikings at Rams, and then obviously that super flexible streamable quarterback owned less than 35% of Yahoo leagues. We're going to talk about that as well, and then finally wrap it up with a ton of super flex trade talk. So really excited about what's going on tonight. But yeah, I don't want to bury the lead. Obviously, Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen starting this week for their respective teams. I think it's pretty obvious. I think we're all excited more for Baker Mayfield. But I mean, Tudrick, try to sell me on Josh Rosen if you can for going forward for this year and then maybe forward in Dynasty.
Oof. I'm the wrong guy to come to for that one.
Uh-oh.
I liked Rosen probably fourth or fifth out of this group coming out last year. I think he's decent, but I never thought he's really good. It's going to get you a win. That offensive line looks horrendous.
Yes.
We still have Larry Fitz dealing with some sort of soft tissue injury there that might linger. DJ's looks gross. I mean, it's really hard for me to sell you on Rosen. I mean, the guy's really accurate. He needs a few more weapons and some time. The defense isn't the best, so he'll probably have to throw. Like that's my positive there.
Okay. So it looked like he had some type of chemistry with Christian Kirk, their rookie receiver. Does this make Kirk, you know, more of a potential viable flex option or a deep wide receiver flex option in some 12 team leagues? What do you think about that, Swag?
I think he could potentially be the wide receiver to own in that ugly situation. But I kind of think he has nice weapons. It just doesn't seem like it's worked. I think the situation would seem really exciting right now if we had seen this work the first 3 weeks with Bradford. So everything's been, it's not like he's taken over something we were excited about before. So I'm excited about Christian Kirk and Rosen in Dynasty, though, for sure.
McCoy's still the one calling plays there, right?
Yeah.
That's just my issue there. I like Kirk a lot, and he should have some good rapport with Rosen there. I mean, they've been playing together since like Nike camps back in high school. These guys have played together, so there's definitely some chemistry there. And usually you see that with the backups coming in, you know, Kirk kind of running with the twos a lot behind Larry and the next offense. So they've been working together in practice and stuff too, coming into this. So it's nice to see. It's definitely a bump. I'm not ready to say he's the wide receiver to own like Swags is, but I get it.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to have a bump in value. I think Fitzy, until he's retired, is still the receiver to own there. I mean, there's just nothing else on the outside. Like, it's bare. I mean, Bryce Butler got cut. Has J.J. Nelson even caught a pass this year? Like, what's J.J. Nelson doing on this team? he had actually fantasy relevance last year. We saw him catching some deep bombs from Carson Palmer. I actually played him in DFS one week and got some cash from that one. It's just so weird to see this team just look like dog crap. I mean, it's unbelievable. So let's move from a not as fun situation with Josh Rosen to one that can be potentially fantasy relevant with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. So I think this is what we were waiting for the last, since really the start of the season, I think, is, you know, Hugh Jackson named Baker Mayfield the starter in Cleveland, came in that second half, and really led the Browns back to their first win. And it's 135 days or something crazy like that. It was just insane. So I'll start with you, Swag, this time. So thoughts on Baker Mayfield for the rest of this season and then going forward?
Man, I think it's going to be pretty fun. I mean, he's got so many weapons there. It's just it's Cleveland. I don't know. I'm having a rough time with it. You want to like it so much, but it seems like they've got more than what they've showed us. And I don't know if it's going to be just the same old Cleveland again and again and again. But so would you? He's a great start. I'll start Baker. I'm excited for my shares. You know, not quite on the same page as two. Super excited for that.
Yeah. So I was going to say, do you think Baker can be a QB1, or are you looking for him for the rest of the season more in that super flexible spot?
I think the bottom of that area, like a top 12 to 15 quarterback.
Okay. So pretty decent upside, actually. So like weekly starter, definitely in a super flex league, not really worried about matchups, just going to plug him in and hope for the best.
I would think so. If he can't be a weekly starter with all those weapons around him, and I guess they did lose Josh Gordon, so it doesn't sound as juicy as it did at the beginning of the season, but he's still got Njoku, Callaway, Jarvis Landry, and then a slew of running backs they're not using correctly.
we knew he was going to get a dig in on Nick Chubb stuff. We knew it. It's a matter of time. That's what, 7 minutes into the show?
Right.
I didn't say his name.
That's right, you didn't. So, but everyone knew. All the listeners knew exactly what you were talking about. So, Two Drink, what about you? What's your feeling on Baker?
I'm definitely a Baker fan. I'm excited to see him throw for over 200 yards and just over a half. Granted, they were down, so he kind of had to chuck it, but I'm very, very interested to see this Browns offense moving forward with all those pieces. Yeah, I'm probably going to shade closer to like that 10 to 14 kind of range here moving forward. So maybe a little bit more than Swags where he likes them there. So I'm all ships on the Baker here for me.
Okay. Yeah, I like the take, man. Obviously, he's got a ton of talent at skill positions around him. I mean, he could have had a bigger day if Antonio Callaway decided to catch the football on a couple of those deep balls. So I'm excited to see what happens this week. Obviously, you know, first start playing Oakland, who, to be honest, has no pass rush. Like, their defense is kind of a mess. So yeah, kind of excited to see where this goes with Baker.
Yeah, we foreshadow. We might talk about that game a little.
Just maybe. Stay tuned. So some not so great news. Let's pour one out for Jimmy GQ. You know, tearing his ACL and his left ACL. Obviously, this is brutal for a lot of the 49ers, not only fans, but a lot of the other fantasy assets. You know, your Marquise Goodwins, your George Kittles potentially. So with Garoppolo going down, my first question will be for Two Drink, any want at all for CJ Beathard? Like, is there any league that you're picking him up?
Sure. I play in a crazy league where it's all super flexes. Swags, did you get him in that league?
No, I did not.
Get Beathard in that league? He might actually already been owned in that one, but I'm not against it, especially in some redrafts. If you waited a long time, I mean, I still want a starting quarterback. Niners came out and there was some like Tom Savage talk, which is just, ugh, that's gross. But I talked about just promoting, I think, Mullen from their practice squad and kind of rolling with Beathard right now. He didn't look the worst last year. I mean, I get they brought Jimmy G in, but still, second year in that Shanahan system, I think he'll be serviceable. There'll be some weeks where you don't totally hate it in the flex spot.
I had a team with only Stafford and Tyrod Taylor, and I put in a huge bid for $253 and won that.
Attaboy.
Yep.
Get it.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, let's say, Swag, your thoughts on some of the other assets in San Francisco. Like, how are you feeling now about guys like George Kittle, Marquise Goodwin? And then we'll talk about the backs in a second.
I think that everybody's stock is down. I'm totally uninterested. If you can sell out. I mean, who knows what they're going to do now? I mean, even for next year, a couple of these guys we already thought, like Goodwin and Garcon, were kind of holdovers to hopefully get to Pettis, and now everybody's development is a year behind, and it's too bad for the team. Too bad for Jimmy G, for sure.
So would this be a good buying opportunity on guys like Dante Pettis?
Maybe. I'd maybe even wait. You know what I mean? A few more weeks or till the end of the season when maybe some playoff teams are holding on to him a little too long or something like that, but I don't want him for much more than a third. So if I can get him for a third, I'll do that. But
yeah, I mean, he's really not going to help your team the rest of the year, we don't think, unless CJ Beathard somehow became, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo overnight. Yeah. Somehow. So let's move on from one terrible prognosis to another. So the Pats placed Rex Burkhead on injured reserve with a neck issue. So this is scary. I mean, Burkhead's been beat up throughout his career. This time he's put on IR. The running back core in New England is getting very thin after Jeremy Hill was put on IR earlier this season. I mean, we're down to about, three guys right now in the Patriots backfield. I mean, Sonny Michel, you got James White are going to be the main two. So to drink, I mean, if you're a Sonny Michel owner, are you doing backflips right now?
I mean, it can't be a worse situation. You have a guy that everybody's talked about, regardless of how good Sony was going to look. Rex was always going to get his touches. So to know that that's not coming, and the only other guy over there is James White. I mean, even Kenyon Barner is super tiny. Like, Sony Michel is now the biggest back on this team. So it's got to feel good. I want to see it. I don't think you can't go get it cheap now. You missed that part.
Yeah, that's for sure. Price just went up.
Yep. So I'll ask you, Swag, what do you think this week at playing Miami at home? I mean, do you think Sony's going to have his coming out party? I know it was supposed to be last week against your Lions. It didn't happen.
I think that he's a great flex option rest of the year at least. And I don't know if the coming out party is going to happen against Miami, to be honest with you. But I think you can feel pretty comfortable starting him depending on what your options are. I'm starting Sony in a couple leagues.
I think he finishes better than flex. I think he's back in RB2 this week.
Yeah.
There's just a few backs out this week, but we are talking about McCaffrey.
I'm glad you said it. I mean, yeah, I kind of wanted to, but I feel like Miami hasn't done too bad, though, at holding off some teams. So
that's my team, but they've played like the bottom of the bottom. I mean, to be honest, I think the other teams we're playing against are like a 2-7 record. It's not like we're being top dogs.
Super good, haven't they?
Yeah. No, I mean, right now.
You know what I mean, though? Patriots haven't seemed like the Patriots.
Not at all. Not at all as of yet. They have not figured it out. I mean, I don't know if Edelman's really just the missing piece there or what the hell's going on. But, yeah, they are not themselves so far. Just to give you some stats on the Miami defense, they are currently number 3 in Football Outsiders DVOA metrics, number 6 against the rush, and number 7 against the pass. So playing really, really well right now.
Right, but let's just a little perspective here. Coming from the Fins fan, we played Tennessee in like the longest game ever with like multiple delays. And Mariota's been trash throwing the ball, even if it's a bounce back. Now it wasn't them. Yeah. We've played a rookie in Darnold who looked good in one game and has since come back down to earth. And we played Oakland, who outside of Jordy Nelson really didn't do anything to us. Like,
no, I agree with your take on Sony more than mine, I think. Like, I just want to temper expectations a little bit, but
if Sony gets a touchdown last week, then he falls right into that. So, like, literally, that's
completely agree. Yep.
His usage is there, and now we're probably looking for at least 5 more touches, and that's probably on the low side, I think, right? So,
yeah.
you're going to give me almost 20 touches for Sony this week, that's an RB2.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. 20 touches might be borderline RB1, just with how spread things out are. Like, I think I'm really excited for Sony Michel this week. I'm probably going to have some of him in DFS.
Are you guys buying James White and Tom Brady saying he wants to see more White on the field? Like, does that bother you with Sony at all now?
It doesn't bother me, but I think it's going to be a factor. And, I mean, at this point, kind of like Steve said, I mean, the two main guys, James White and Sony. So I think with Burkhead going away, I mean, it's just, I don't think you have anything to worry about with Michelle at all. Michelle's still the one I want to own, and White will probably be out there a little bit more than we want him to be. But I mean, Burkhead's gone.
But that doesn't mean both can't be on the field. Like this team's sure. still looking for playmakers. So I could see a lot of Sony Michelle and James White on the field. Lined up in the slot, moving around all around just sure. to get both guys on there and give Brady something to throw to.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to find something because that was a putrid performance last week. That was very unpatriot-like. I mean, they never even had the ball, but they had like 23 minutes of possession. It was disgusting what New England was doing last week. So any type of playmaker that the Pats have needs to be on the field at this point just to give Brady more options, like you said. I totally agree, Andre. So let's move now to Tampa. And it looks like Fitzmagic is still going to play in week four against Chicago.
Of course.
So obviously another massive 400-yard game in a losing effort against Pittsburgh this past week. So Swag, we'll start with you on this one. Is this the time that Fitzmagic finally runs out against the Chicago defense?
I don't think Fitzmagic will get that start come after the bye week. I think we'll see.
Okay. So we'll to drink. What do you think? Do you think it's Fitzmagic's like this is the comeback to earth game? I know we kind of had that last week in the first half, but is this the final nail in the coffin for Fitzy?
Man, Swags jumped that gun, didn't he? Just didn't want to talk about it.
He's done.
I did.
Doesn't even Sorry. Care anymore.
Apologize. I realized I avoided that question completely.
It's all good.
I think bold take, Fitz isn't going to throw for 400 yards. The streak ends right now. You're welcome. You're welcome, America. I give that
it's
to you.
Fitz tragic. That's the way it should be.
So let me ask you this then. I mean, obviously he's been a revelation this year and an every week starter in Superflex leagues. Are you benching him this week against the Bears?
Nope. If you've been starting him, go ahead and roll him out there. Like okay. He's not giving you that big boom game, but I think he's still solid.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let me give you a couple names and see if you would start Fitzy or this quarterback. So Fitzy or Jared Goff?
I'll start Goff.
I'm not afraid to start Goff. I'll take that.
Okay. Fitzy or Case Keenum in a juicy matchup against the Chiefs?
I'll take Keenum there.
I'll take Ooh. Case as well.
Okay, so he's probably like right around 20-ish, somewhere around there probably for this week.
Yeah, give me Eli. Give me Flacco. Okay.
Is Keenan that low this week? He should not be.
No, I mean, let me check fantasy real quick. But yeah, I think the guys you were talking about in terms of, you know, your Flaccos, your Eli's.
I like those matchups. Nice streams.
Yeah, those matchups are really nice. Yeah. Flacco gets weird, though. I feel like those Pittsburgh-Baltimore games are shootout or they're like 17-14.
That could be like the Jags-Titans. Like
yes.
Four field goals beats three field goals.
Yep, we've seen it before too.
It doesn't make sense, but that's just what happens with those division games like that.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen those Justin Tucker five field goal games right. go fuck wild. So yeah, I could see that definitely happening. Let me just check rankings real quick. Okay, here we go. So they have right now Goff is ahead. Fitzy is 15th according to Fantasy Pros expert consensus. Yeah. Luck is 16th. I would actually take Fitzpatrick over Andrew Luck this week, I think.
Agreed.
Keenum 17, Eli 18, Flacco 19. Here's a fun one. Fitzy or Baker Mayfield?
That is fun.
Give me Baker.
Ooh.
It's okay. Just more fun.
It is more fun. It's a lot more fun. Actually, you know what? Fitzy's pretty damn fun himself. Who are you kidding? Fitzy's been fun as hell this year.
He's been kind of annoying.
Dude, you got to give him props for that Conor McGregor outfit, though. I like that.
He's correct. Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely. Don't get me wrong. But from a fantasy perspective of somebody that has more Winston shares than
whose fault is that?
You guys. Hey, I wasn't driving that Uber.
I have plenty of Winston shares that I'm just like, I really hope it happens after the bye week. That was always the plan, unless they were like 0-3, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they can't just take it away. Sense. Yeah.
And Winston hasn't, like, he hasn't even been able to be in the facility. It's not like he's out there, you know, working out with the team. Like, I hear he's been working out, like, at the playground with guys afterwards or whatever, like, some, you know, stupid stuff like that. So you hope he comes in, but still, it's going to take a little to knock that rust off.
Yeah.
Give him the bye week. They should come out ready.
Yeah, I agree. So let's move now into Cincinnati, which I thought was a fun story. So Marvin Lewis is very optimistic on AJ Green's groin for week 4. So, Tutri, how optimistic have you been about your groin in the past?
I mean, I'm married, so it kind of is what it is.
I think we all understand where that's coming from. We all understand where that's coming from. So apparently this is like an aggravation of an old college injury, but Green is, on scheduled to play this week in a big matchup.
The groin is on the up and up.
Groin's up, yeah. Yes, sir. So obviously this is a kind of a big matchup here with AJ Green versus Julio in the dome. So I would think AJ wants to play this game. But that being said, Swag, how do you feel about Tyler Boyd, man?
Man, those targets are so nice. I mean, even when AJ Green's in the game, I think Tyler Boyd's for real. He's wide receiver 2.
Yeah, he's clearly number 2, clearly past John Ross. If you're in a non-dynasty league, that's fairly shallow, I think John Ross is easily able to be dropped.
I still like Kelvin Ridley more, though.
Still like who more?
Kelvin Ridley.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can understand that. I mean, Ridley's just super explosive.
I just feel like they were two questions I saw a lot this week, like Kelvin Ridley or Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, so with Ridley, we can jump to that real quick. Do you have any worry about Sanu taking any type of targets away there?
I mean, any player like that should always get a couple targets, but if anything, Sanu's just going to be better than the other guy that was getting them. I mean, they could still come from Austin Hooper.
Yeah,
I don't mind it, man. No, I'm not too worried.
Okay, what about you, to drink?
Nah, I mean, I think Sanu's probably looking at 4 or 5 targets max a game at this point, and I don't know, like Swags, I don't necessarily think that takes away from Ridley. Might be from somewhere else. We've seen what Ridley can do with the targets. Why would you take him away from that guy at this point?
Yeah, after that monster game, I'm super excited to see what happens this week against Cincinnati.
Really excited for the matchup. So who scores more touchdowns this season moving forward? We'll take the rest out, Julio or Ridley.
God, I hate to say Calvin Ridley. He's like so small and shouldn't be
scoring touchdowns. You don't get the 3 he just got or the 1 before, right? But moving forward, still gonna take Ridley, right?
He's like allergic. Yeah, I mean, Julio's just allergic to the end zone. He just can't get in there. It's so weird.
I mean, he's in there all the time. They don't throw it to him.
They don't throw it to him because he's like triple covered. It's crazy. Like everyone else gets open in the end zone, and they're just throwing lobs to Julio. And
I'll take Ryan's Ridley.
Ryan's like throwing him in the stands. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So let's move now from one wide receiver on the mend to another one, and Alshon Jeffrey in Philly. So this is kind of exciting. Alshon actually was cleared for contact this week. So has a slight chance to play this week. I'm not overly optimistic that he does. I think it might be another week. But when Alshon comes back, what do you think is going to happen with, you know, Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz' target share? I mean, is this going to be just that wide spread out offense for Carson Wentz like we saw last year? Or do you think it's going to be concentrated still with just a couple targets? We'll start with 2 drink.
Dude, I told you last week I was unsure about Aguilar. Just with J-Matt, the possibility of J-Matt playing, and Wentz comes back and Aguilar gets 5 targets. He had been getting, what, 10?
Yeah.
10 each game for that, 12? Like, I'm already worried. And Alshon's not even back yet. If Aguilar... I want to get out. I think I might have missed that window too if I still have him.
Goddard had 7.
Right? Colin last
7
week.
For 7.
That's kind of what we were just waiting on Wentz to be there for them to run more of those 2 tight end sets. I mean, if that's what we're looking for moving forward, I think Aguilar is almost decoy outside stretch the field.
So
I don't want to say that because he's been a possession guy for Foles, but that was for Foles.
Right.
Not Wentz.
Swag, are you still kind of apprehensive about Aguilar going forward?
I am. Yeah, I totally agree. I'm not interested in him at all. I'm very cautious about this Alshon thing still, though. Like, I'm not too excited that he has been cleared to practice. I don't really care until he's there for the start of a game. Totally uninterested. I feel like they're going to just, I feel like it's going to be 3 or 4 more weeks and we're going to keep wanting and wondering and wondering and wondering. I want out of my Alshon.
It's interesting. So I feel like it's going to be super record dependent on, you know, I mean, obviously Washington's played semi-decent to start the year. Philly, if they don't run away with this division early on, I do think they may rush Alshon back just to make sure he's on the field. It's just so weird. I mean, Aguilar played literally 98% of the snaps last week.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he'd be playing right now if he hadn't gotten paid?
If this was another like 1 year prove it deal, I think he'd be in there. Yeah, I think he'd be in there.
That's my thing with this guy.
Well, I think Philly's kind of protecting their investment too, right? I mean, you
sure they've already given him money.
Yeah, you put down a boatload of money on the guy. You don't want him to get out there and re-aggravate something and make it that much worse. So let him take.
Well, nobody ever gave Alshon that excuse while he was playing with Chicago.
That's super true.
I mean, this is he gets a little bit of money, and then we see this kind of crap. I don't know. It's hard for me to trust him, man. 3 or 4 more weeks.
He tore it in the beginning of last year, though, and played all last season.
Played the whole year.
And then got paid.
That's right.
and they won a Super Bowl.
And he got paid.
Right.
I don't know, man. I need to see this guy on the field.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, obviously, he's a factor. He's definitely a red zone target and a big body once he's back. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
But to bring it back to Aguilar there, like if I'm already not feeling good about it, regardless of when Alshon comes back, that's not good for Aguilar.
Yeah.
For right? Sure. Like, are you feel more comfortable about starting Aguilar this week?
This week against the Titans?
Like we don't believe Alshon's going to play. You're still going to roll him out there with the same confidence you did last week?
Me?
I think.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm not. No. I want nothing to do with the guy.
Okay. Not Alshon, Aguilar.
No, Aguilar.
You just don't want pieces of it.
No. No, really. Yeah.
All right, so you're like out on the Philly pass catchers besides like Ertz?
Yeah, like Goddard. I want some Goddard. I don't know. I'm that guy.
All right. I mean, I'd be shocked if he sees another 7 to 8 target game in the next couple weeks. I'd be shocked. But I mean, it could happen. I mean, Goddard's definitely talented. He's a big body. They threw him some end zone targets.
I will flex Goddard over Aguilar.
Yeah, that's
R.O.S.
You're so crazy.
No, dude. I don't care what format
either. If this was like two PPR per tight end, I would not be flexing Goddard over Aguilar.
Yeah, all day.
All right.
So gross.
All right. It is gross. That's all right. We agree to disagree on
this. I would drop Aguilar to pick up Goddard.
I know.
Keep going, Steve.
I'm done. I can't. I gotta go to the Giants. I can't talk about the damn Eagles anymore. I can't do it. But we will stick with tight ends. So Evan Engram, starting tight end for the Giants, has an MCL sprain, expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. Rhett Ellison came in, scored a touchdown during their game last week against the Texans. So is Rhett Ellison a streamable tight end? Does he have some type of value as the kind of lone tight end in the Giants offense? We'll start with Two-Drink on this one.
Maybe in a crazy two tight end premium. Even in Scott Fishbowl, I'm going to leave it alone, and I have Evan Engram. So, no, I don't.
The
really
best
like
thing
it.
About it is the matchup, but I'm not interested. That's so risky. You got some balls, man. And if you do it, I want to know because it's kind of fun.
It's kind of a fun DFS play.
That's a homer play, or yeah, it's just this because it's the cheapest of the cheap. Yep. If he has one catch for 7 yards and a touchdown, you played that on DFS. Like your value is so crazy at that one spot that. You know, you're getting super studs everywhere else.
Yeah. Actually, let me see what he is on DK right now. Give me like 1 second. So before
3,300 or something.
No, I think he's less than that. Let me look that negative up. So let me ask which Giant will actually see the most benefit from Evan Engram missing to a drink? Do you think it's like Shepard? Do you think Saquon gets some more targets? Who do you think really benefits from Engram missing time?
OBJ 15 targets this week.
Ooh, crazy. I like it.
I would not be shocked.
Saints can be torched.
What about you, Swag? What do you think is going to be the beneficiary?
Man,
on an O-line, regardless of how bad the Giants
are. Odell Beckham Jr. is due. So, I mean, I'm going to give you that, but I think Shepard is the guy. I mean, they're playing the Saints. Everybody on catching the ball on that team should do fine.
Yeah, I will be at that game.
So sweet, dude. Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. So just to update, Rhett Ellison is $2,700 on DraftKings. I will have him in at least one or two lineups this week.
How can you not at that price, especially as a homer?
Yeah. Like, it's a homer. It's a huge over-under total. Saints defense looks like doo-doo. I'm all about that. So last bit of news here before we get into our double shot from Two Drink. Let's talk about Rishard Matthews. That's going to be released from the Titans, man. So Matthews got paid, to quote a famous man. and then he's asking to be out. Like, is this – so Swag, is this just the Corey Davis show going forward?
I mean, it kind of should be. Corey Davis has been getting the target share, but they'll probably throw him somewhere else. Last week, Corey Davis only got 4 targets, and he's like the highest targeted receiver on the team. I think it's probably just Rishard Matthews not wanting to be a part of that crappy situation.
Vontae Davis move?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I want out. I'm not excited about anything in that situation.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun when Rishard Matthews
Corey Davis shares. I want out of all my Derrick Henry shares. I don't have Mariota, thank goodness, but I want none of him. I just think it's silly and ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans overall, right, just total mess from what we've seen. We thought they would have kind of a renaissance under the floor, and it just has not happened as of yet. So, Two Drink, let me ask you, is there a good landing spot for Rishard Matthews at this point? I mean, obviously, like, the Patriots would be a spot, but any other teams that you could think of that could be actually fantasy relevant?
Man, if that's really what he's looking for there, the two that instantly come to my head are Dallas and Seattle. Mm-hmm. So if I get that outside threat, maybe Doug isn't exactly ready to jump back in, and we get that outside presence there. Dallas definitely needs some work there.
Dallas needs something.
Struggling. Yeah. Arizona could be interesting on the outside there. We talked about, I mean, Kirk and Larry kind of want to play the same role. So give me an outside presence. You're making Matthews me grasp at straws here.
What was that?
Have a shard, man. He's black.
Or get in trouble if he doesn't.
Oh, God. Ridiculous. That was so ridiculous last week with David Johnson. Jesus. So frustrating to be a David Johnson owner. It really is this week. Or this year, I should say. Not even this week, this year. So crazy. So before we get into Two Drinks Double Shot, take a listen to this promo from GT Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Super Flexible in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
So let's move now. Let's go to our double shot from Two Drink, man. Hit me up about your two picks for this week.
All right, first shot's kind of crazy. We're gonna ride that hot hand. That rookie we were talking about earlier, going on the road to the crazy place that is Oakland. Oakland is giving up 3 points here, but give me the rookie. Give me the Browns. They're going on a winning streak, dude. Who would have thunk that? Browns get 2 wins in a row here, but especially if you're giving me the 3 points. Anybody want to bet on Oakland? I know it's a little crazy. And it's Cleveland. Like, nobody feels good betting on Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
But
I almost feel like this is just overhype.
Cleveland, right, sure. No, I got it. But Cleveland's defense or Oakland's defense right now?
Oh, Cleveland's defense is much better. It's not even close.
Pick one.
Not even close.
What's that?
Defense is worlds ahead.
I mean, I would take Cleveland to win this game.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Give me the Browns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second shot, it gets even crazier. But I'm taking the home team and the Chargers, who can't play defense. But that's all right, because they got CJ Beathard coming into town. The Chargers are giving up 10.5 points. I know that's a large number. But how many points do we want to give the Beathard-led Niners here in this game? Do you want to give them 17?
I'd 17 in my head.
right?
Yep.
So you're telling me the Chargers can't score four touchdowns on this Niners defense?
They should.
I'm all in there on the Chargers. I get that's a large number and that's a little scary. And so far, I haven't been the best at picking this. So if you want to go against me, I'm totally fine with that. Either way, let's pour a beer out, listen to GT Bets, use that promo code. Let's have some fun. Drinks up, fellas.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about that. This Chargers team, I think they may have turned a corner here. I know their defense is getting torched to the air, but God, man, there's nothing on Frisco anymore with Ether back there. I'm really digging the Chargers this week. I think that's an onslaught. I think you play every Charger that you own. Like Mike Williams going for one at least.
Yep.
Came in with a bounce back game. No Richard Sherman either. Sherman's out for a couple weeks too.
Exactly.
So I'm liking that a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe Melvin finally gets to 100 yards too, rushing.
Maybe. That front's not bad, though. I like their defensive front, actually.
Linebackers are solid.
With Foster back. Yeah, with Foster back, I like them. Their front seven. Their secondary is trash, though. Straight trash.
For sure.
All right, let's talk Thursday night football. We got a big matchup here. Vikings at Rams. Playoff implications potentially down the road. This is a big one. Bunch of injuries on both sides. So let me go first to Swag here. Who are your must-start players for Minnesota this week?
Gosh, Diggs, Adam Thielen.
Keep going.
No, that's it, you know. Is Dalvin playing?
Dalvin is still questionable. I would say the doubtful side of questionable at this point. So if he's out, are you playing Murray?
Kyle Rudolph. No, I don't want any part of Murray.
Yeah, F Murray.
All right, what about Kirky?
Yep.
No.
Not scared.
Two drinks in.
I think you could do better.
No.
If you own him, you're starting him, but I'm not.
Dude, there's no Peters. There's no Tlaib in this. Like, what? Who's? There's nobody stopping that secondary. Light him
pass
up.
Rush.
Ethan Thielen.
Wishful thinking. He's just kind of sucked this year, man. It hasn't happened. His wide receivers
seem to
be
okay. Are you for real? One game, dude.
I don't know.
Buffalo, one game. Stop it. Yeah. Light it up, Kirk. Captain Kirk.
Yeah, I want to know who else you got, Fitz, you know. Like,
over Fitz from earlier.
I'll start Cousins. You got me there.
So we'll start with two drink now. We'll start with two drink now. Are you starting all your Rams?
Yep, light them up.
Yeah.
This is not a low scoring Thursday night. Sorry, it's not. We finally get one we like. Points around. I know both defenses are decent, and have scored a lot, but neither have played offenses like this. It'll be an interesting game. I think the winner will get to at least that 30-point mark though.
Yeah, I mean, big loss for Minnesota, right? No Everson Griffin. He's having some major issues, like he's going to see a mental health clinic and stuff like that. So one of their best pass rushers is going to be out. And obviously, you know.
Slay's not banged up, when it rose banged up? I thought I saw that.
He'll play. I think he'll play. I know he's been nursing lower leg injuries and stuff like that. But he's going to play. So, Swagged, anybody else on – are you firing up all your Rams as well this week?
Yeah. I mean, gosh, Robert Woods has done really good this year, and he's the one I want to hate on, but yeah, I think you can still start him too, but I definitely want to start Cooper Kupp and Cooks. I don't think Cooks gets enough credit.
Yeah,
I'll start all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Cook just hasn't scored touchdowns this year, right? I mean, that's been a big thing for him. He's getting the yardage.
They've taken some shots, though. Like, it's not like they're not trying. They're out there throwing some bombs. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's coming, too. And I'm not the biggest Cooks fan, you know what I mean, out of the group, I think, here. But, man, every piece of that. I'm with Swags. I want to hate on Woods, but I think he's got the most targets and the most scores out of everybody. So
he's been great.
Don't do it.
He really has been. Yeah, I think every single piece of those Rams are playing. I think the defense is actually could be in line to be sat this week. Like, if you have another option besides
I'd fade them both.
Vikings, I would be off them. I know the Rams will probably get a bunch of sacks on Kirk just because that Minnesota offensive line is trash. But I'm afraid without the two corners that they're just not going to be as good.
Yep.
All right, let's move now to our Super Flex Performance of the Week. Swag, who is your Super Flex Performance of the Week at quarterback?
I get to pick first.
Damn, you get to pick first, brother.
Eli.
Ooh, I like it.
Against the Saints. I just think anybody can do it.
Oh, I'm saying this past week, brother. This past week.
Oh,
he
this
cheats every
past,
time,
dude.
Who's your boy from week
then
three?
I'll take Matt Ryan against the Saints. I just think anybody can do it.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Not
bad. Everybody against the Saints. I like it.
It's seeming that way, dude.
Yeah, that defense has regressed. There's, you know, besides Lattimore in the secondary, they're trying to figure out that second corner position. Crawley's been a joke. So, yeah, it's been a mess, and Matt Ryan took advantage of it, obviously, with that big day from Calvin Ridley. To drink, who is your Superflex performance of the week from week three?
Dude, I'm rolling it until I don't have to anymore. It might not have been the hugest one, but I'm staying in the fire with Mahomes. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's a bad week for him so far. Like, that's the worst week he's had. Yeah. And I'm going to roll out again this week. I know that's, again, not really what we're doing here, but me and Swags cheat. So he's taking Eli this week coming up. I'm going to go ahead and stay in the flames with Mahomes on the road Monday night in Denver. Go ahead. Light it up. Another 303 coming. Watch it.
I mean, they have the highest team total this week. They're over 30 points, like in Denver.
It's a 56 and a half over, or 56 flat now, and I'm taking the over all day.
It's going to be a crazy high-scoring game. My Superflex performance of the week from week three, I'm going Baker Mayfield. Like, love rookie, getting some love for his first half of football, leading the Cleveland Browns, who haven't won a stinking game in 2 years, to beat the Jets on Thursday night. Good for that kid. Good for him getting a start going forward. I'm excited for him. So I know he didn't have the biggest day in terms of fantasy points, but he's going to lead your fantasy team to some goodness going forward. Baker Mayfield, damn it. Give me some love.
Very, very efficient.
Very efficient. You're right. He's very, very efficient. And I love some of the throws he made, like the throw to Jarvis, just super awesome. Really amazing to get him down to that 1 yard line. Tyrod's not throwing that ball. There's no chance Tyrod's throwing that ball. So, yeah, great play by Baker. Super awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. So now everyone's, I guess, second favorite segment, right? Probably the super flexible streamable option of the week. I think that's the official name of the segment now. So, of course, we're looking at quarterbacks owned in less than 35% of Yahoo leagues. You know, Baker doesn't make the cut anymore. Baker's owned in almost 40% of leagues. Yeah, rightfully so. So we'll pick one of these options. I think I know where Swag is going to go, so we'll leave him for last. We got Blake Bortles against the Jets. We got Mariota against the Eagles. Case Keenum versus the Chiefs. Eli against the Saints at home. Wacko Flacco against the Steelers on Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Ryan Tannehill in New England.
Watch out.
Mitch Trubisky against the Bucks. Josh Allen at the Packers, or Josh Rosen against the Seahawks.
Start with you, options this week.
A lot Steve, of options. Yes, sir.
Steve, I have one in mind, and if you pick it, it's really going to mess me up. So I'm going to let you go first.
All right, I'm going to take Case Keenum.
Son of a bitch. Right? You have to take that one there.
It's that just the Kansas City defense is so bad, and I know Demaryius Thomas has sucked so far this year, but like Emmanuel Sanders is so good. Philip Lindsay shouldn't be punching people in the face, so they'll actually have two running backs. I really like Cortland Sutton's usage now. He's been on the field. He was on the field for 70% of snaps last week.
Yeah.
So he's getting on the field a lot more. I think if they start to funnel some targets towards the kid versus Demaryius, it may actually end up being better for this offense overall. I honestly think Emmanuel Sanders has a monster day with Case Keenum.
I mean, they're going to have to throw too, right? Like
they're going to be down.
Game script. Case has got to throw the ball 30 plus times in this game easy, I think. So
I think he might get the 45 or something like that probably.
Yeah, I think that's probably close to the right one. And yeah, that makes this one tough. It screwed me last week. And depending on Fournette's usage, I think could bother me again. But the Blake bounces back against those Jets. I got to do it.
The Blake.
The Blake. Catch it. Catch it before it catches you.
I love it. All right, Swag, I think we know where you're going. But
I'm taking Eli against the Saints.
I'm pulling this one. I'm going to lose again, but I got to put it out there.
That's right. So, I mean, last time these two teams played in the Dome, I think there was a combined 91 points scored. It was just a pinball game back and forth between these two teams. So stack them up in DFS. Get them as many Giants and Saints into your lineups. This is going to be a track meet. Weather is looking good this weekend for the Meadowlands. No wind, no rain. So yeah, get this game ready, rocking to go.
Steve, you didn't answer from before with Ingram being out. Who you looking for Shepherd to get that increased total there?
Yeah, I think Shepherd sees a nice bump. I'm expecting Eli to throw the ball like 45, maybe 50 times this game, and Shepherd's to see at least 20% of those targets.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking Shepard this week too. That being said, OBJ is going to get like 15, 20 balls. He's going to go nuts.
But maybe look for a little Eli Shepard stack there too. That probably won't cost you too much though.
Yeah, Shepard's cheap. Shepard's 4,900 on DraftKings.
There you go.
Yes. So now before we talk about some Superflex trades, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
I want to go. That would be so much fun.
I know. Scouting Academy is such an awesome program we have going on, so definitely check it out, guys. So now let's get into our Superflex trade segment. Obviously, use that hashtag Superflex to hit us up, and also hit us up at Superflex Trades and at Superflex Pod for any of your questions. So let's start off the first trade from Sports Herrera. It's a 12-team Dynasty Superflex League with full PPR. Devin Funchess or Trey Burton? Which is interesting. So we'll start with Swag on this one.
I'll take Devin Funchess, even on a bye week.
Yes. Your thoughts to drink?
If it's tight end premium, I kind of want to slide to that side. I think in Carolina, we're going to start to see more DJ Moore. I know they didn't work in that last game, but plus McCaffrey getting that increase. I'm just not a huge Funchess guy, I guess, is kind of what it boils down to. And I want to believe in Burton more.
I want to believe, but the dude hasn't seen the ball.
It's a new offense, new quarterback. I think that's something that will click. I think the kind of same thing's true in Tennessee there. We expect some of these things to happen right away. You get a new coach, a new offensive scheme, a lot of pieces around. I don't know. I'm not against it.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to still take Funchess too. I mean, he's does have that track record with Cam. I definitely think – I know it's a dynasty league, but Funch is definitely going to help you out more this year for sure. And then I like Burton – I love Burton as a talent. I think he is a Jordan Reed clone, but he normally stays healthy. So I'm a big fan of Trey Burton's talent. I just need to see them do something with him. That's
Shaheen, you know, will be back soon too.
Well, Shaheen's out for the year, I thought, right?
Oh, is it the season? Well, he'll still be back next year.
Right, but Shaheen, I feel like Shaheen's not going to be the pass catcher that Burton is, you know?
I don't know. Right, he was looking a lot better than Trey Burton before he got hurt.
But he got hurt.
Yeah, but...
And a foot on a big body. Let's see if he comes back. I hope it does. Let's see if he comes back and be and you know is able to separate and put guys on his hip there.
Still Devin
Funchess. Just something to think about. I get it, and I kind of assumed both you guys were going Funchess, which is why it was close to me. And when I saw this poll, there's still a little bit of time left on this one, but
it would have to be too tight end for me to even kind of think about it.
Getting closer to 400 votes here. Trey Burton, 51%.
Okay, interesting. All right, people still believe, which is good. I mean, that's not overreacting after three games for in a dynasty league. So I appreciate that.
So it's close. So if you don't feel that way or you feel like Swags and Steve do here, maybe it's time to go get, you know, Funchess for a little bit cheaper. You know what I mean? Maybe those guys are a little bit closer there and you can there's mine there. Get that guy.
Yeah, for sure. Let's move on now to from at Best Damn Dynasty, 12-team Dynasty Superflex PPR League, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott, a late 2019 first and early 2019 second. Let's start with two drink.
I want to pick Dak in the picks, but I'm taking Wentz. Right?
I know, that's just it, man. Picks help out a little bit, but I still want the Wentz side.
Does it matter who your other quarterbacks are in this team? You know what I mean? Is there some point where you'd be like, yeah, I could afford to lose Wentz to pick up those couple of picks next year because I...
I think it depends how much depth you have, right? If you have
Goff and Mahomes, you know what I mean? You have two young studs. Can you afford to lose the Wentz piece in order to gain those picks.
Plus, Dak, name me some quarterbacks doing worse than Dak right now, though.
Not sure.
You know what I mean? So that's my problem in a super flex league. Like, it sucks to get stuck with those guys. Like, Dak's value was so much higher last year.
And it could bounce right back next year with an improved build line and an actual wide receiver. Like, that's what we've been talking about. He doesn't have anybody to throw to. Mm. I just tried to give him Rishard Matthews, for God's sake.
You need something, man. You need something because that team's a mess.
That would help them. Like,
yeah.
Not all on Dak. I don't know.
The picks are definitely nice. I'm going to take Wentz still.
It's 80% Wentz. I just was wondering, like, what kind of
Wentz.
Yeah, what kind of quarterbacks do you need on your team to make that happen? I think I could see it. I mean, I have some super flex teams, so I have five starters on that.
That was
team,
I might be. Like, I might be more willing to do it on a crappy team and get the picks for later to keep getting a little bit better rather than a good team.
Gotcha. Like, Wentz is one of your only true pieces there, and you're like, F it, give me Dak and a couple. Yeah. I think you could probably get more, I guess, is what we're learning by this poll and by our thoughts. But, yeah, if that's all you really got, then you need to build something better. Move it off. That's fine. Moving on.
All right, next question from at Doug Fall NFL. 10-team non-PPR Superflex Dynasty. Got Dalvin Cook and Marcus Mariota. Or Julio and Josh Allen. Let's start with Swag on this one.
I'm taking that Dalvin Cook side.
You don't like Mariota, though. You just talked about how you don't want any part of Tennessee.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Dalvin Cook than Julio, and I'll figure out the quarterback stuff later.
Yeah, I want Dalvin, too. I'm just giving some hard time. It's nice to see Josh Allen in a poll pop up. That kind of means something off of that Minnesota win. So it's nice to see some hype building around him. I wonder if you took Josh Allen, is now the time to sell him? Or do you ride it out?
After his first win?
Yeah. Like, how athletic did he look? Hurdling over dudes, rushing for, what, 2 scores? Like,
so my question about that. Is
comparing him to Cam Newton? Like, watch out.
So, yeah, my question about that is, if you were the guy that picked Josh Allen, right? If you were like a Josh Allen guy, I don't know if you could really get rid of him now, right? I mean, he proved that, hey, he can lead an NFL offense, at least for the first win, you know? I feel like the guys who picked Josh Allen, even in super flex leagues, were Josh Allen fans to begin with. And this would be like selling low in their mind for Josh Allen.
What if you wanted a quarterback really bad and he fell to you and he wasn't the one?
If he was just a guy you're basically playing in your super flex spot right now, then I think, yeah, I think the getting Dalvin and Mariota is enough of an upgrade over Josh Allen. I would take that.
I mean, even in super flex league, rookie drafts early on, I want to say he was at the back end of the second, even into the like early third, but let's just call it a second to be fair. Would you trade Josh Allen in a super flex? Would you trade Allen for a first right now? You only spent a back end second on him. And let's call him your fourth quarterback on your team. You just took it because he was there. Like, you're going to go ahead and move that for 119 first? Is that enough? It's a good exchange.
No, I'm going to keep the quarterback.
But you need a little more already. You're getting kind of greedy.
No, there's no way I'm moving a starting quarterback for a first round pick. It'd have to be like Eli Manning, and then I'm going to give you a second or something.
Okay.
Interesting. I think I might take the first. If I got that much value from where I picked him and he's my literally my fourth quarterback and I can get something back like a first rounder, I think I would do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all just hesitantly said that Ridley's going to get more touchdowns than Julio this year. So I'm fine moving on from Julio.
Yep.
That's true. So true.
Talk about Julio not even being in Atlanta next year.
That's ridiculous.
People freaking out after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Hashtag, it's only week three.
Right, we're doing it every week.
I know. We're gonna be like in the playoffs, fantasy playoffs. Like, it's only week 15, guys. Just relax.
So 55% want some Julio and Josh Allen love. By the way,
all right, that's fine. I mean, Mariota is.
It makes sense though with the timing of the Dalvin Cook injury and everything's
going on. Allen hype. It is non. I mean, it's 10 team. Like, I think that, I don't know. It's just interesting.
PPR does not help Julio at all.
Yeah.
Any non-PPR format hurts Julio, so, but I get it. So let's move on now to from at SuperflexerFF, the value gap between Mitch Trubisky and Baker Mayfield. So basically, what gets you Baker Mayfield in your mind? Does Trubisky in a first get you Baker Mayfield? Trubisky in a second? Like, are they equal? We'll start with two drink on this one. So what are your feelings between the value difference between both quarterbacks?
I have Mayfield. I like Mayfield a lot more than Trubisky, especially now that he has that starting gig. And I would probably need more than the first to move to Trubisky. I think I just want to hold on to Baker. You would have to entice me, obviously, more than another starting quarterback.
You really hate Josh Allen, don't you?
I like him more than Rosen, if that that makes you feel better. It doesn't. I know that.
My struggle is that a first gets you Josh Allen, but...
Is that what I said? No, I asked a question.
Did you? Okay.
Steve said it might go a first.
Would you do a first for Josh Allen?
At this point, yeah. I asked that question.
Yeah.
I think I would probably hold two. I think I can get more.
Okay. Okay. So we're on the same page.
I want to believe in Mitch too, but I've liked Baker. I was not a huge fan of Mitch.
I like Baker too over Mitch. I'm with you there. But man, it would be hard to throw in a first to, you know what I mean? To wonder what kind of upgrade you're getting.
Yeah, I mean.
But take it from the other side. Like, are you gonna take Mitch in that first? You're going to take Mitch in that first?
Will you take a second? Can I give you Mitch in a second for Baker?
Mitch and a second? Yeah, I'm going to keep Baker. Is that an option? I don't feel like that was an option I gave you.
No, yeah, that was my counter. I don't know if I could do it.
So yours would be other. That's only 7%. Get out of here.
I'd do it for Mitch in a second.
God, see, the thing with Baker being so new is there's so much hype around him right now that he might actually be a decent, like a top-end quarterback. If I get the first, I'll take the first with Trubisky. I don't think I would do the second at this point, especially if the Trubisky owner's panicking after the first 3 weeks that he may not be an actually good NFL quarterback. So I'll hold out for the first for me to get Baker.
Trubisky plus a first equals Mayfield is 68% on this one. It still had a couple hours left when I took it, and it was at almost 400 votes. So a lot of Mayfield hype right now. Maybe people down on Trubisky, but. Yeah, I'm holding Baker at this point. I got more.
What could that first be?
Sure. So I mean, plus your first, so you could package two and move up even higher or something. I mean, it's a lot of potential there, sure. But I'm gonna hold on to Baker.
I like it. So last question now from @lit803, 12 team Superflex PPR league, Kirk Cousins and Alshon Jeffrey, your boy swag, or Dak Prescott and AJ Green. We'll start with your drink on this one, just because I think I know where this is going to go from swag. So,
I'm not a huge fan of Alshon, but I want to be on Captain Kirk's team. Mm-hmm. So, Superflex, I'm going to go that way. If it was one quarterback, I'm going to switch to the other side. But Superflex, give me Captain Kirk, and hopefully I got some pieces to last until I can truly trust Alshon.
Swag.
AJ Green's hard to pass. I'm not going to.
Yeah, AJ Green was the deal breaker for me. I'm going to take the AJ Green side.
Yeah, it's a tough one because Dak just sucks so much. He's so bad.
Yeah, but AJ Green plays football. He'll make up for that difference that Alshon won't give you.
I mean, Alshon can still get me eight touchdowns this year. That's not out of the realm of possibility. And Dak might not be able even to be in my super flex spot, to be honest.
Wait, I honestly thought you were joking. Were you not?
No. Seriously, Alshon can score 8 touchdowns this year. You don't think he could?
No, he could. Anything could happen.
How many?
Alshon scored 8 touchdowns, I think, what, 4 times in his career so far?
Yep, that sounds right.
He was a double-digit touchdown scorer in Chicago. He scored 9 last year, only on 57 catches.
Yeah, I mean, that's decent, don't get me wrong, but he's got to start playing football. I
agree.
I'll take AJ Green.
Go ahead.
Dak's played 3 games so far this season because that's week 3. That's how that works. How many passing yards has that guy had in one game? What's the most he's had?
168.
Here's 168. No, he actually has had more than that.
188?
By 2 yards, 170.
Oh, man, that was pretty close, dude.
He had 168 in week 3.
So, yeah, so I know how crappy Dak is, dude. I want the AJ Green side. A quarterback Kirk, still Kirk's has a crappy quarterback has a decent enough floor for me to take the AJ Green side of this.
Does he though? Dak's floor is like 6 points a week. Dak's floor is unstartable as a super flex.
Yeah. I don't know.
Receiver's so deep, dude. You're the one that tells me that all the time. I'll figure it out until Alshon gets back.
It's AJ Green, though. There's only like a few of those.
I just picked up Tyler Boyd, who.
GOAT, obviously. Obviously, the GOAT.
It's AJ Green, guys. Come on. Yeah. I don't have to tell you who that guy is. I mean, that's a top asset.
Yeah. So I think this is closer. It's closer than you think, though, just because of how bad Dak is. I'll still take the AJ side, but
who would you take in a startup first when you're drafting?
I'm taking AJ.
Okay. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not irrational.
So, like, so I mean, there's a lot of value right there. Even if it goes a little south, you could still probably find something, you know what I mean, for your future. I don't know. I've got to take that AJ Green side, and it's all because of AJ Green.
Do we know this is a two-drink? Do you know if this is Dynasty or a redraft league?
I don't know for sure. Just from the tags, I'm gonna guess that it's Dynasty.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Yeah, we'll take the AJ Green side just barely. Like, just Dak is so bad.
And dude, 50%. I totally agree. Dak is gross, guys. Don't like.
You love him. you want to give him hugs and make kisses. That clear. Your boyfriend. No, I don't know there's anything wrong with that. 50% right down the middle for this poll right here. So
there you go.
You guys are on the wrong side.
If Alshon was playing and had given us some games this year or we knew a little bit more, I might feel a little differently. But today, I can't do it.
If you hear in the morning that Alshon is playing this week somehow, like then it's Cousins' side?
Yes. If they keep out the words somehow, I might be excited about it.
If Alshon suits up this week, I flip-flop to Cousins' side.
That's why I don't write those blurbs for those places. Oh my God. Somehow he might be. Probably, maybe.
It's crazy.
Awesome. Let's get out of here. You guys.
Yeah, that's it for our Superflex Trade segment this week. Obviously, hit us up. You know, tag us at Superflex Pod, at Superflex Trades. Use that hashtag, Superflex when you tag us. So just want to say thank you for listening. Obviously, hit us up on Twitter. Swag, where can they find you on Twitter?
At @DFF_swag.
And what about you, Two Drink?
Hit up Nicholas Chubb. Tell him what's up. Tell him I said, hey.
Sir Nicholas. Sir Nicholas doesn't want any of your tweets. I'm at @FL2DrinkMinimum at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. I am at @TheRealHolupka and at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
Swag should change his name to @DFF_SirNicholasChubb. It's a little long, but I think people will get the idea.
Sir Nicholas should... Swag.
There you go. I like it.
That's just getting ridiculous now.
Steve, oh, we're out
Steve,
of here.
Your Giants are 3.5 points. They get 3.5 at home.
I love
you're
it.
You're going to that game.
Give me all the points.
Right? The points. I almost put that one in there. I kind of wanted to sneak it in there. That's why I wrote it down here at the bottom. But there's a lot of points in that game. So give me 3.5 plus at home.
Points.
Enjoy that win. Make some money.
I don't forget about it.
Superflex, we out. If we weren't already. It's my Happy Gilmore drop.
It's so good.
I'll have to find a way to get it in. So I have a cool record scratch too. I know you have a crazy rewind, which is cool too.
What's your record scratch?
Where is it? There it is. There's my record scratch. Did you hear that? Yep. That's me making noses with my face.
Using your lips. Not really.
That's a button. Yep, I beatbox. I beatbox only record scratch. That's my own. That's a skill you guys don't know I have. That's true. You probably knew. So,
well, I loaded up. I got the Packers backs now, and I got Sony, and I had Rex Burkhead. So,
all right. So you made some smarter moves. I like it.
Yeah, that's the one that was the one we were on the air for. That we were
doing. Okay.
Yeah. So I still have Melvin Gordon. So we're okay.
Smart man.
Yeah, we're all right.
So you probably listened to Two Drink a lot during that draft or something.
Yeah, I listened to him to take Devin Funches over Mike, or I got Funches and Crabtree. That's right. I got both of them.
There's no way I said that. I'm going to have to listen.
No, I tried to tell him to get Funches and he took Crabtree right on the air.
I got them both.
I'm not even supposed to be talking to him anymore because of that.
That's right.
That's right. We were supposed to be done. Our friendship was
over. It was it. Like
yeah, that truce, that's only broken while we're actually recording. You guys don't talk any other time, so it's cool.
Not much, actually.
An hour and a half a week is all you guys are allowed.
The beginning of this season is so busy.
Well, you got like five shows now you're doing.
Right. So. thinking of, we got to do a show tomorrow for lunch.
You guys are nuts, man. Your schedule will break down. You guys are crazy.
Steve, if you're ever free, noon to 1.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at SuperflexPod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at TheRealHalupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at CFS_Swag, and Two Drink, at FLTDrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and promise to tell a friend, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts on the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trace HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IDP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GT Bets EU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with the Super Flexible Podcast.